Forget the past, conquer your future. Sooner or later, haters gonna salute ya. Never mind what they say. At any time, just kneel and pray. They show you his will, teach you his ways. Praise with zeal from the path, never stray. One day they realize who you are, how you survive, and got so far. Nothing but the blood, nothing but his love. Drug you out the mud to a place they never was. You was built to overcome, make demons run, and tell about the one that's only begotten son. What they want, what they need, what they want, what they need.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Tammy, where I aspire to inspire, encourage, and to educate. It is me, your girl, Tammy. I am here and in full effect, ready to rock out with you guys. I have a special guest on the line with me today. It is Poetic Lace. You know how I feel about this young man. He is like my baby brother from another mother. Always welcome on Real Talk with Tammy. We're going to be talking to him tonight about upcoming Mother's Day. You know this is Mother's Day weekend. I know that you all are going to celebrate your mom because there's nobody like Mom Duke. My kids, all five of them, you know, I know you're listening, and I'm expecting you to at least bring a sister breakfast in bed. But Poetic Lace is going to come on today and talk to us about his new single that just dropped. It is called Unconcealed. He has a music video. It's going to be blowing up all over the TV. You know, you remember him from Soul Therapy, how I always sing that song for almost every episode forever and a day. We're going to talk to him about that and something called the Broken Crayon Movement. But before we do that, in honor of Mother's Day, I just want to say, Mom, now, I know that you sneak in and you listen sometimes, and sometimes you're on the line and you don't want me to pull you on. I just want to say, Mom, I love you to life, and everything that you said, you were absolutely correct. I'm sorry for the pain that I may have caused you, but I promise to purpose to bring you joy for the rest of your life. Here is a song by Boyz II Men. It is called A Song for My Mama.
Always got for me, have always been around for me. You even when I was bad. You showed me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
His heart. I love this dude. He sings this song to me. He is 22 in the Navy, and he still shows his mom's public displays of affection. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I love him. And to all the mothers that are out there, happy Mother's Day to those who have been mothers for a long time, those who are pregnant, soon to be mothers, those who just had their baby. I just want to say a public happy Mother's Day to you. Peace and blessings to you. Children are a heritage, but moms are a true blessing. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day. Mommy, happy Mother's Day to you. I don't care how old I get, I will always be your baby. Happy Mother's Day to all the women who have stepped in and been a mother figure to me at times. You know who you are, who still do the same thing to me even now. I love and appreciate you. God bless you. And may you get the desires of your heart. Yay for moms! Listen, being a mom is no joke. The thing I would like to tell you, if you are not a mom yet, from someone who has been a mother for 27 years, I would like to say this to you. Take this and roll with it. Don't be selfish and have a child before you're ready. The baby deserves the best of the best of the best. And in order for you to give your child the best possible entry into this world that you can, you must be prepared. To be unprepared and go out here and have unprotected sex and have a child out of wedlock and not be able to support your child, while I know that God is merciful and he will help you and he will see you through, it is still, I behoove you, please, please be mindful of this and be prepared before you bring a child into the world. I'm not saying you can't do it, because I was a teen mother and I did, but I do not advocate that. I would tell anybody it was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do in my life. It's hard enough being a mom and being responsible for this young, moldable person, this impressionable being, but to do it unprepared is downright selfish. But if you are in that situation, please seek an older woman, someone who has had children, someone who knows the ropes, who can tell you about motherhood, who could teach you what you need to do. If you're in that situation, I'm not knocking you. I'm saying find someone who you know that you can trust, who loves you, who knows what it is to be a mother, an experienced parent, and get guidance from them. But if you are not a parent yet, please, 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 wait until you're ready. Wait until you've lived your life to the fullest. Wait until you've had every opportunity to explore this world the way that you want to before you bring someone else into it. Because once they are here, they are your sole responsibility. Your life is second. Theirs is first. All right. You knew I had to do it. I did my little Tammy talking trash at the top of the hour, and I don't feel bad about it. Because that's how I am. It's Mother's Day. I get to do that, and it's my show. I get to do that anyway. But as I stated, now it's time to switch gears. We're going to have Poetic Lace on. You know I adore this young man. I think he is smart. He is handsome. He's got his head on his shoulders properly. He is going places, and y'all remember him from this. Uh-huh. I know that there are some of my Poetic Lace fans listening who damn it, to go through all the time, just like I do. We are live on time with Poetic Lace right now. Welcome back to the show, Poetic Lace. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. I actually couldn't hear over my song. I'm like, who is this guy? It's pretty good. So I almost got caught up. Man, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really listened to Soul Therapy in a minute, and I'm like, yo, this song kind of hot.
Oh, what is it?
I was kind of tripping
that
a second.
Right. You hear it. As soon as it come on, you be like, hey. That is my song. I love this song. You know I've been a lace head. We call ourselves lace heads out there. Stand up, you know, we dig that Soul Therapy. The song, we like the chorus on it. We like the hook on it. We love the video. I know we're talking about Unconcealed, but hey, I love this song. So what is going on with you these days?
Well, first, glory to God, man. I'm just so honored to be on this show. It's so humbling just to hear all the love. And, wow, man, I can't really say anything, like, because I'm smiling. My jaw is stuck. It won't, like, move right now. But
I know your mom must
thankful.
Be so pleased with punch with you. She watching her baby doing it big. Look at you. She like, that was my baby.
And it's so funny, man. Yesterday was her birthday, and when we talked, it was just amazing for her. She like really believed in me. I remember calling her and telling her like, yo, the Lord is calling me, because I was in Miami at the time. Like, the Lord is calling me. I'm really going to step out in faith and do this. I'm really going to do this. And she was like, we already knew you were called. You did not catch the bell. So her as a single mom, you know, she embraced the challenge to raise two boys on her own. And, you know, I thank God for everyone who stepped in as, you know, as a father figure or as a mother figure or as a mentor, just play some kind of role for her growing up. You know, she was adopted. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. Like, you know, you've been talking about going into Mother's Day, and, you know, I just feel like everything that I've accomplished wasn't for me. It was, and God did it through me. But I'm just, I don't know, I'm tripping right now, because it's like, you know, listening to Boys and Men, then it's just kind of like that. You know, yeah, you watch a movie and it's that one song that gets you emotional, and it's like a theme song. Like, wow. you start looking over like the visions of your life and everything you've been through. It's like a movie, and I'm just like, wow, God, you're so faithful, you're so amazing, and I'm just so blessed to have all the people in my life, man, who's helped me. I don't know. I know we're not on the topic yet, but man, I'm tripping right now. My jaw still. I'm trying to work my jaw and talking because I'm like this huge smile is on my face. God, it's so
come on. It's amazing that you remain humble, and you really should. But you know, you have people like your mom and like your big sis over here that if you should ever step outside of humility, we will jack you up. So go ahead and smile. I mean, it's all good. But want to say happy belated birthday to your mom. Mom, awesome job. You should be well pleased. Your child is a true blessing to those whom he encounters. We thank you for being patient. We thank you for enduring. We thank you for struggling, being in the struggle and keeping a smile on your face and doing everything you needed to do to bring this productive, gentle spirit into the world so that we can be blessed by him and continue to be blessed by him. And yes, indeed, he does have a calling on his life, but we want to say, you know what, if it had not been for you, where would he be? So we want to do a quick happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. If you're not listening, you can listen back at it later. We just want to play this just a little bit for you because you deserve it. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. And look at this gift that you have given us. What an amazing gift.
Doesn't make with this. I ought to be in love again. Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration, because we all know in our minds that there ought to be a sign that we can set aside to show just how much we love you, and I'm sure you would agree. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mom. A special shout out to you. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Peace and blessings to you. Lace, man,
yes.
You got something big that has just dropped. It is called Unconcealed. If you're listening, you will see the picture of the album cover on the front. I mean, they just get better and better. So therapy is really, really deep. And this one is like you break it out. And what you breaking out of? What? Am I reading this wrong or what? I don't think I am, but you break it out on the cover, glasses everywhere, and you just got this look on your face like, what? I thought you knew. What? Tell us about Unconcealed.
Oh, man. I don't want to get too much into it before you guys hear the song, but Unconcealed is exactly what it is. I'm literally unconcealing my life to the public. I'm unconcealed for God to use me thoroughly, pretty much just showing the people that, you know, there's no more hiding behind this picture perfect pretty glass anymore. It's straight up. One of the things that God has shown me lately was that it's so much power in a testimony. And I was talking to one of the young men that I mentor, and he was just telling me everything that was going on in his life and, you know, things that he was uncertain about. And for some reason, I just went to pouring out on him my insecurities and how I felt. And he was blown away, like, wow. And that moment, it just sparked, like, wow, you know what? This is what I need to do. Like, I need to go ahead and just confess and pour it out. But I'm going to do this through a song, like, publicly, completely all out. No more hiding. It's nothing Photoshopped about me. let's just be real. And to be honest with you, it was the most liberating thing that I've ever done. Like, I felt like, you know, that back in school, in high school or middle school, that fat, ugly kid who used to be joning and ranking on everybody. And then you be like, bro, but you fat. He be like, so, and? What else you got to say?
Yeah. Well,
you, you could not tell him anything. And he was like, that's how I feel. I feel like, yo, I put myself out there. I'm good. Like, I'm so comfortable and confident in being created in God's image. And I want to unconceal all the myths that people deal with in life. But like I said, I don't want to get too in depth yet. I want the song, y'all
okay,
hear the song
all right, well,
first.
Since you don't want to give us none of the information, you know that Tammy has a song, don't you? You know, your girl got it. So let's see what Unconcealed is all about, since he being cryptic and all of that. And when we get back, we're going to get more in detail about what he's not trying to tell us right now, that he's going to tell us in the song, and further unconceal it when we get back.
I'm looking for the right direction. Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm drunk in my mind, but this ain't coming from no liquor. Intoxicating thoughts got me stuck in memories, reminiscing on a pain from childhood catastrophe. I saw my best friend, molest my best friend. Now the question, wisely stressing. I'm only 8, giving grandma diabetes shots every single day. Grandpa needs my help, I can't play today. I gotta change these diapers, I gotta. Childhood is gone, so depression is my mood. I wish I had a dad to protect me from this rain, but farewell, I hit suicide calling my name. I took a blade, I put it deep in my chest. I felt a lot of pain, but it didn't give me breath. It led me to my knees, I'm begging the Lord, please to save me, save me. You heard me when I said, my mama said she loved me, but honestly, I needed more. I hated seeing mirrors because of my forehead. Being insecure just left my soul dead. I'm so shy, hoping they don't even realize the flaws on my face, cause they'll make my heart cry. I was homeless, sick, horrified by the slip. Accused attempted murder made me lose a scholarship. I tried selling drugs, but it left me hopeless. My brother suicide, so it left me broken. But God, that is alive and doing well. I own my own business with God. Heard me when I said,
Concealed by Poetic Lace. All of us lace heads out here, you know, that's another hit that we're liking, that we're pumping in our iPods and MP3 players. Do we still use MP3 players? I've upgraded to an iPod, but that right there, I mean, hey, from the jump, as soon as you come in, you get hit with the wall. What is going on with Super Producer? For real, though.
Man, and the funny thing is, this song almost didn't come out 3 times. Man, it was so challenging. This is the first song project that I was 100% hands-on, all the way from holding the camera to editing the video to the music, selecting every instrument. It was, man, like they say down here in the South, it was a wrestle. We was wrestling with this song. It was
a
fight to get out, but we praise God, we got it out.
3 times, huh? I mean, you can't hold something back when it's supposed to come out. You could try, but it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So the next time you know you're supposed to drop something, please stop wasting time. We waiting.
Oh, it wasn't even a waste of time. It was, you know, every engineer, I was dealing with different engineers, and just the fight with it of whether they become missing in action or... Oh, man, it was just so many challenges to where I literally had to learn how to press. Man, call, pestering people. Like, it was like, God, like, this, are you sure? But it was the fire inside of me that would not give up on the song. Whether I've been dealing with Eagles on Eagles.
Well, maybe that's what you needed.
Oof, man. Yeah. You needed to go through that
in order to show you what your strength really is, and that you really have the follow through, and that sometimes we just cannot take no for an answer.
Right.
So we heard Unconcealed, and there's a lot in there. You know, in order to really dissect the entire song, you're really going to have to listen to it over and over and over again. But this is one of those things where you coming home from work, and you just like, you know what, I had a day today, and you pump that up, and you just be feeling like, you know what, I can make it through this. It doesn't matter what happened at work today. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You know, I always tell people, looking back should only be a reminder of where you came from, and living in today is representing how far you've come, and that way you'll be able to live for tomorrow and expect and look for bigger and brighter things. And I'm telling you, every time you put something out, it is just brighter and brighter and brighter. So now that we've heard the song, you can stop being cryptic and say what you want to say.
Alrighty. Well, Unconcealed is really huge to me because I was able to finally open up, you know, really talk, because there's a lot of men, a lot of women, even children who in some sense have concealed their life. They've concealed their hearts. They've built stones around it. They look in the mirror and are broken or hurt or just, it's just so much, and that's why we're dealing with so many problems today. And what God showed me was that I am a broken crayon. I am that broken crayon that was discarded, that was mishandled, that you didn't really expect to be usable, you know. And I had to finally realize, because I'm broken, I'm actually more usable than ever before. Because a broken crayon, when you look at a broken crayon, like, it's sharp around the edges, so now it fits in places that other crayons, full-size crayons, couldn't necessarily get in. And also at the same time, this crayon is ready to be used all the way up. It is near its potential to really paint a beautiful canvas, to really be used. And I also had to realize that broken crayons still color. And so we are the broken crayons, and we are more than usable now. We are available, and that goes out to so many people. This whole Unconcealed is just the first installment of the Broken Crayon series of short films to come, of more songs with music videos to come, and more mentoring and more people. My clothing line is following up with this Broken Crayons movement, just letting people know that you're still usable. God is more than willing to take you beyond what you think your potential is. And Unconcealed, it as it being the first installment, is truly showing that why I am, and not saying that my works make me qualified, but this is who I am to let you know, like, oh, I am spokesperson for this movement, or this is why I can tell you God is faithful. I love the song so much because I was able to talk about things that, you know, I didn't necessarily, I could have really, really went in depth graphically, but that's not what God called me to. But I was able to talk about things that I didn't really want to talk about. So I had to come out of my comfort zone in the song. And also at the same time, I was able to do something I love to do. And the whole third verse was dedicated to worshiping God. I was able to talk about who he is. I wasn't in the song nowhere near was a point of, you know, just laboring on how bad it is and telling you, like, oh, this is why I deserve a break. It was none of that. It was expressing of what I went through. And at the end of every verse, I was able to tell you that a holy God had saved me and brought me forth. And the whole last verse was dedicated to his glory and his awesomeness. And I was still like, yo, if I'm wrong, God, I repent still. So it was like there was no sorrow in the song. The music video itself even showed how I was able to acknowledge what I've been through and where God's brought me now and how it is a mandate on my life to go back and help those people that whether even if they rejected me or they rebuked me or they hurt me or they were even for me, to go back and show that love, to go back and support them. Like, we can always do something. Even if the minimum is a prayer, we can do something. Like, you know me, I'm the type, like, if you're not helping or giving a solution, then you're too close to being a part of the problem. I'm not the type to complain or to fuss or to post all day how it's getting bad and or show videos of how bad it's getting here or this fight here or that. Like, nah, I'm going to continue to throw out solutions to the problem. And that's what Broken Crowns is about. I'm bringing people in to be a part of the solution. There are so many young women, young men, kids, children, elderly people. There's so many people who have dreams or desires, or they have the know-how or the capability, but they don't have the degree, or they don't have the resources. Well, God has given me influence through this Broken Crown movement. I'm bringing people on, and I'm believing that my name will be a part of their resume or them being hands-on. So say someone wants to be an actor. Okay, come on, get in my music video. You know, portray your skills right now. This is the role. This is the script. Let's get it. Be in this short film. Or somebody wants to be a designer. Well, shoot, we coming out with a clothing line. You know, I'm partnering with Rep Intelligence, so I'm wearing all their gear, and we're working on stuff behind scenes. So it's like, come on, get involved. You want to model? All right, take pictures with these clothes on. You want to be a model? This is your this is your opportunity to get headshots. Or you want to edit? Well, help me with this editing video. Or you're a producer, you do beats? Okay, here you go. It's like, it's just so many lanes or avenues for people to actually to grow. And at the same time, I'm pacing with God. I'm pacing. I'm moving slow. Like, I'm not rushing anything. And God has shown me all about strategy. So we're not blasting everything. Oh, yeah, we're doing this, that, this, and that to make people feel low. Or I'm not going to put strategy out there. The amazing thing that God has truly, truly been showing me, and I even got confirmation earlier yesterday morning, was this guy called me. He wanted to get me to do this event. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell him, like, yo, I can't confirm yes or no because I have something coming up. Well, you don't understand. You're going to make all this money. You can do this and da 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 da. I'm like, yo, calm down. Like, I will get back with you. And he's, like, really pestering me. And he's talking to me as if this is the greatest thing to come. And in my head, I'm like, yo, you don't even know what God is working on over here. You don't even know what we got planned. And it was so big for me because it was confirmation on how Satan, he's not omnipresent, nor is he omnipotent. He has no foreknowledge, nor all power. He has none of that. He's just going hard because that's what he's to do. He's to go hard. And so it just showed me on how much more powerful God is in our lives. And the thing for me personally is, being a broken crayon, unconcealing my life, it's like, not to make you Marvin Sapp fans mad or anything, but God did not see the best in me. He literally put himself in me. He saw himself. For the word even says that the he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And because that same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the grave is living inside of me, there is nothing that I cannot do in Jesus Christ's name. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. And that same thing goes to all those who are followers and believers of the Lord Jesus Christ who have confessed and believed with their heart, who have submitted and are willing to obey what he's called us into. And that's what it is. This is the Broken Crowns movement. It's truly, even though I'm broken, I was created to color. And I'm going to color until I'm all waxed out. And even then, even if I'm at a point where I'm too small to color, but I can be a part of somebody's candle so God can melt me and I become wax. That means I'm still usable. All the way up until there's no more left. And that's what being a broken crown is all about. We're willing to go deeper than what we are. Even last night, it's so funny, like even going on before the show, I was just thinking, and I'm going, no, I'm on my little tantrum right now. late last night, I was doing some editing, and it's been so busy these weeks, man. It's this time come before the song release, for the song release, and the release coming. I'm just extremely exhausted, and I'm getting some stuff together. I'm sending these flyers out. I'm doing this, that, and the third, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, there's more that I require of you, son. And the thing for me, I'm crying now. I'm like, God, what am I going to do? Like, what? And it led me straight into worship because he's a holy God, and he just showed me how his grace is more than sufficient to accomplish anything that he has spoken into the earth for us to do. And it's like keeping our eyes on this holy God and on his holy ways and his holy commands and his holy scriptures. It's like we can be so much more successful, so much more productive. Like we're not even at the true tip of the iceberg yet as far as what God is revealing through me or he's showing me to do or anybody in general in the body. But since we're talking about me tonight, today, this is what it is as far as being a broken crayon. It's like understanding, like, yo,
Let me tell you something about a broken crayon. Let me give you a little illustration about a box of crayons. Mm-hmm. If you ever notice, when you get a fresh new box of crayons, you're very gentle with them. You don't want to really use them. You're careful. You write softly. You try to preserve it. You don't want to mess it up. So you tread lightly on it, and you might do your outlines with it, but you don't fill the space in with the new crayon. It is not until that crayon has been broken, the paper has been ripped back, it's been broken, the clothes have been removed, you try to put it back together, it's been sharpened and resharpened, then you realize when the edge is flat because it's not standing up pointy and proud anymore, now you can take that crayon and you can create with it, and you feel free to color in all the spaces. You turn it side. It's used on the side. It's used on the bottom. The top. Matter of fact, you don't even know the difference between the top and the bottom, the left and the right side. Mm-hmm. It's the best crayon in the box. And sometimes it gets blended in with a different color crayon. So now you have multiple layers to a one that was originally just one layer. Now it has multiple layers on it, and it can be used for multiple things. Those broken crayons are the ones that are most used. If you watch kids at school and you put a bunch of crayons in a box, they'll grab the ones that have been tattered, torn, broken, and they will go to town with that. They will use it as the best crayon. So that, just the idea of the broken crayon movement is so profound in so many different ways. You can take it in so many different ways. So I said, you go on with your bad self, be that crayon, be that. I'm a model, singer, actress. What you want? I mean, you guys link up with them, and you know, call a sister. I want some cameos and all of that good stuff. But this, I mean, Unconcealed, the Broken Crayon movement. I think I want to hear Unconcealed again. Listen, pay attention, y'all, because as soon as I hit play, the beat is going to drop like boom. I mean. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm starting to hear it one more again. Like the old folks say, let me hear one more again. This is Unconcealed. Just in case you missed it, you're just tuning in. I'm talking to Poetic Lace and to all my lace heads out there. You know who you are. This is Unconcealed by Poetic Bliss. When we come back, I want to talk to them about how we can get to this video. Because did you guys see? I know you did because I blasted it all over the place. The Soul Therapy video. Then we had the last video that he did. That one was out of here, ballpark, out of control on that. And now we have Unconcealed. Here's the song. We're going to learn how to see the video. And then we're going to come back and talk about some other things. Don't forget, it's Mother's Day, just in case you've forgotten that and you're just tuning in. So you should be thinking about what you're going to do for your mom. I know she'll probably say something like, you know, a phone call from my baby is okay. But I'm telling you, I'm a mother. A simple phone call is not okay. It's not okay. It's Unconcealed again by Poetic Lace.
I'm looking for the right direction.
Poetically, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm drunk in my mind, but this ain't coming from no liquor. Intoxicating thoughts got me stuck in memories, reminiscing on a pain from childhood catastrophe. I saw my best friend molest my best friend. Now the question, wisely stressing. I'm only 8, giving grandma diabetes shots every single day. Grandpa needs my help, I can't play today. I gotta change these diapers, I gotta give them their food. My childhood is gone, so depression is my mood. I wish I had a dad to protect me from this rain, but farewell, I hit suicide calling my name. I took a blade, I put it deep in my chest. I felt a lot of pain, but it didn't give me breath. It led me to my knees, I'm begging the Lord, please, to save me, save me. He heard me when I said,
the right direction. Oh, y'all heard that. You knew I was going to go in. So I can fly away. Hey. What you looking for? I'm looking for the right direction. What? So poetically, Unconcealed. I'm going to be damaged to that. You know that I put this stuff on rotation all the time. So let's unconceal. We were talking about the song. We've been talking about the meaning behind the song. We were talking about the Broken Crayon movement. Now, the video is out, yes?
Yes.
Where can we see the video?
You can see the video. It debuted on Vivo, YouTube, Muzu TV, Daily Motion. There's going to be more outlets to come, TV as well. If you forget anything I just said, you can always go to www.poeticlace.com and you'll see the video. Bad as day, right on the homepage. But YouTube, Vivo, look up Unconcealed by Poetic Lace featuring Nova, and you will see the music video.
And it's probably going to be on Pandora, Quick, Fast, and in a Hurry. So
you're
going to be looking out for that. So that'll be up there soon as well. Listen, you guys really need to go to the website, link up with him. I already put the buzz in his ear. I'm going to be on somebody something. I'm driving out. I'm be on somebody something. You'll see Phoebus walking past the screen, doing something. I don't know. We'll see. But let me ask you this. We said happy birthday to your mom. We said happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. What is one thing that you would like to publicly acknowledge your mom for? I want you to give her a word, and I want you to tell us what your favorite, one of your most vivid memories, be it something she used to cook for you, or maybe even if it was last night or the day before, and something that you would want to tell your mom that you want the whole world to know.
Wow. Man, I don't even know where to start. I guess one of the it's a couple of things, because they're hard to break in pieces. But one of my moms, she was at all of my Pop Warner football games, all the ones that she could make, and she was turned up. All of them. She just loved it, just loving to think about my mom. She was a young mother, too, had me when she was a teen. And so we were kind of like brother and sisters to a certain degree, as far as, like, we learned life together. So there would be some things. She would be like, I don't know. If it would happen to me first. And she'd be like, I don't know. You learn for both of us. And it'll be like, now it is the funniest thing. But then it's like, God. So it's like, it just amazes me how one thing that my mom taught me through that was there was no discrimination on the anointing. She, even to this day, especially this day, she'll call me and say, what is God saying? I need to know, what is the Lord saying? And even then, if there was something of wisdom, whether it comes through me or whomever, you know, she acknowledged that God would speak through anybody. And that played a major role in me as a child, to be bold enough to speak up for what is right, what is wrong, to deny myself feelings, because I had to realize at a young age that it wasn't about me or my desires or my understanding. It had to be something higher, like right is right, wrong is wrong. There's nothing in the middle. There's no way I should lean to wrong because this is my friend, or wrong because this is how I feel. And that's something that played a major part on me growing up with my mom, how she didn't discriminate wisdom. Another thing is my mom, and this is something that I once said I was going to pass down, but I can't because it's not right. But my mom used to pull me out of school, and we would go to the movies, and then we would just skip movies together. Like, my mom, she was so phenomenal, man. Like, I don't condone this at all, but we'll go to the movies, and best believe we're gonna get our money worth. Put it like that. It was so awesome because she, man, it's like, it didn't matter how stressful or what we didn't have growing up. It was, you know, whenever we did have, we made the best out of every single moment. It's like, if you could, like, if we could buy things with love, we were rich. We were rich because the love, it was just so thick. It was so genuine. My mom, she broke her back, man, to provide, she did whatever it took, sacrifices. And me watching that, to me now, is like making a sacrifice. She sold. She sold into a future for me. And it's like we're reaping that love. And I want to continue that thing on, so I passed it down. I'm passing that down through people I meet and through my family. Is to just sow love into them, to sow humility, you know, to have compassion for humanity and overall. And I guess the last piece is recently just talking with my mom, just talking with her. I called her on her birthday. I called her at work, and she didn't pick up the phone. So I sung on my answering machine. And one of the things I said was, all right, now you better keep this because this is dope. And she called me back, and I missed her call. And she was like, I ain't going to lie, it was dope. And the funniest thing is because she would never give me my props. She would never give me props. And that point in time, this point right here, it was like she finally gave in. And the thing that's so funny to me was just, and once again, it's just that love, that understanding between a mom and a son. Like, I didn't have a dad growing up. I had my mom. And a lot of us, a lot of my friends who I call my brothers, you know, we were all in that same boat of having, you know, growing up in a single mother household. And one of the things is that you never can talk about my mom. You can't rank on my mom. You can't do nothing about my mom. Like, that was the thing for all of us. That was our thought pattern. And Mother's Day to me is a very big, important day in the sense of just acknowledging God. And Mother's Day to me, let me clear this up. Mother's Day to me is a day that's every day, to be honest with you. I mean, of course, we all celebrate it as a union one day, particular day of the year, which is cool. But every day, I want to try my best to show my love to my mom. And I just so I appreciate everything that she did and everything that she's doing and everything that she will continue to do on this earth and her integrity and what she stands for. And just, man, I truly love my mom, man. You said it earlier in the show, like, if it was not for her, where would I be now? I know I wouldn't be who I am today. I know I wouldn't have accomplished what I've accomplished. Like, God has strategically made her my mom because she's poured so much into me, her as a poet, as a writer, as a visionary. She pours so much into me. So I'm, you know, you've seen the side effects of her shenanigans.
All right, so say it. Say it. Say it.
But I love
it. Say the full word. Yes. I was
yeah,
talking
I love
to
mama.
People. I'm going to hug it down. I love you, mama.
Oh, that's easy. I love you, mama. That's easy.
You are appreciated. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a wolf into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. paying rent when the rent's due. Hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did.
Now, I know that I have some listeners who will be like, you got all this positivity on the show, why are you playing Tupac? All right, I do not condone drug dealing, drug use, profanity, all that. But sometimes you should really look into what somebody's saying to really understand where they're coming from. The song is simply about how he struggled growing up, and he recognizes that his mom was there for him, that she had faults, like all of us do, but she managed to come through for him. He's talking about the struggle of growing up a black man without a father and how he had to find a father figure anywhere. Would we have rather him look upward? Yes, but reality is that's not always the case for all people, which is why it's so important for brothers like Lace to come out and do what he's doing with the Broken Crayon Movement, with Unconcealed, and showing people I'm not just somebody who woke up saved one day. I'm not just somebody who just figured it out one day, that I'm still going along a journey trying to figure it out, but realizing that, you know what, we're all human, and unless we can be completely transparent, how else are we going to be able to help other people come along? You know, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody who acts like they always had it together, like they just woke up like this. It's one thing to say I woke up cute, but to say you woke up and had that thing together, the truth is we ain't never gonna have it together all the way together. It is a journey. It is a process. Do I listen to secular music? Yes, I do. Do I listen to gospel music? Yes, I do. Yeah, I listen to music that sounds good to me. I don't discriminate, but if you got to listen to the lyrics and get what you can get from it. You could be listening to any kind of music, and it could be marked as inspirational, but it's all jacked up, leading you a long way. So anyway, if you want to send me a message, call me, email me, send me some foolishness on Facebook because I played Tupac, go right ahead. I'll probably play him again, and I'll probably play something else that he's got. But the reason why I played it is simply this. There are so many youths out here who are coming up in single-parent households who don't know how to express to their mom, you know, mom, I love you, I appreciate it, everything that you did for me, that, you know, I realized that even though I was bad as all get up, or even though I was a headache, you stuck with me. You were the only constant in my life to show me and tell me, even though it doesn't look right now, even though it seems hard now, I'm never, ever, ever going to give up on you. That's why I played that song, because a mom, a real mother, I don't mean just like my, I'm talking about my Duke. I'm talking about mother. I'm talking about that one who still watches over her adult children. I'm hand raised up. I still go to my adult children in the middle of the night and put my hand over their face to make sure they're breathing. 26, 22, 12, 11, 6, it doesn't matter to me. I still do it because I love my children. And the truth be told, if you came and slept over my house, I might get up at 3:00 in the morning, put my hand over your nose, and make sure you are right too. That's what a mother does. Now, dang, I did it twice, didn't I? Soapbox twice, whatever. We're talking to Poetic Lace. We're talking about his beautiful mom. We're talking about Unconcealed. We're talking about the Broken Crayon movement, which to me is going to come in so handy. I mean, I want to talk a minute about, if you haven't figured it out yet, he is a young black man. And I'm not saying that other nationalities, other races don't go through this, but we are seeing an alarming rate of our young black men being, I say, slaughtered by the police. Now, let me put this disclaimer out there. I'm not saying that all police are bad, that they're crooked. You know, there's good, bad, and ugly in every organization. I was doing some research, and everybody knows, you know, most recently Freddie Gray. We're talking about, you know, most recently what's going on in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I lived there before as well, West Baltimore before. And it's just a lot going on. And I really believe that racial tension is at a high because everybody is just really frustrated. Mothers are afraid for their sons. People are posting things like, I want my children to dress a certain way because if they're dressed a certain way, this or that wouldn't happen. But the reality is, if they're being targeted, it doesn't matter what they're wearing. They're not looking at what they're wearing. They're simply looking at the color of their skin, it appears. I found this website that's called killedbythepolice.net, and it's ranging from age 17 to 72, but the majority of it, when you look at it, is ages 17 to 37 that are, pages and pages and pages and links upon links upon links about people who have been killed by the police. And Mother's Day is coming up, and I want to send my condolences to all the mothers out here who have lost their children, whether it was due to sickness, whether it was disease, whether it was the police, whether it was being at the wrong place at the wrong time. I cannot even begin to say that I understand. I mean, I have five living children, and I have four children that didn't make it. So I understand, but I don't understand. I can't even begin to say that I understand what it's like to have held your child and your child be taken. So I want to say my condolences to the families. And I'm not police bashing at all. The reason why I brought this up is because Poetic Lace is a young black man who is successful, who is living in his purpose, who, even though, you know, he's got his own business going on, he's productive, he's giving back to society, this is something that is prevalent. This is something that, you know, we pray over him, that this doesn't happen to him. You know, stretch your hands to the radio and pray for Poetic Lace and all that. But how do you feel? I mean, you're in that age range, and I'm not putting this on you. Like I said, stretch your hands to the computer and or to your iPad or whatever device you're listening to, and remember to lift him up and all people up, regardless, even if you don't know this young man. I mean, Lace, I drive down the street and I see people coming down the street, and I say, Lord, protect them, keep them safe. Mm-hmm. When I see people pulled over, I say, God, protect them, keep them safe. When I see accidents, I pray that nobody's been injured. And I mean, that's just a state of mind, I suppose, that one has to be in. But I'm not a young black man. I'm a mother to three young black men and two godsons. And so I know that. But it's one thing to be mindful and say, protect my boys. It's another thing to be in that age range and be what is being stereotyped. How do you feel? You know, we talked briefly a couple of shows ago about being armed and protected, you know, and I know what you said. If you want to hear what he said, rewind. He'll probably say something like that again. But how does that make you feel when another news story comes across and you hear that another brother has been taken out?
The thing that's amazing is, so I can really get into it, I want to lay this groundwork. A lot of people look at me and they see the success and they hear me say, it's the glory of God, it's God, and I talk about Jesus, all of that, all the way in. And then we get to a topic like this, and then I bring it back to God, and then there's a subtle frustration, that eventually grows.
Certainly.
But I'm gonna keep, but I'm gonna keep it right here about God. See, the thing is, for me personally, because I've given my life to God, because I am anointed as a prophet, because I'm a minister, because I'm his servant, that my standpoint still has to be focused on God. So when I see these stories, it's the same point. That's the groundwork that I'm laying. So, well, anyways, as I see it, I know that it's sin. Sin is rapid, whether it be cops killing us, whether it be blacks killing us, whether it be an attack from any nationality, whatever, it's sin. So I'm going to still see that standpoint. Now, lately, I've been, I love the movie Selma. I love it to life. I love it. I love it so much, given that story of Dr. King. And as I'm looking at Dr. King and what he stood for and what he believed and turning the other cheek and nonviolent and moving in peace and truly following God to the point where there was one point in Selma, and this, as you know, Selma, this is all true story. This is all facts. There was one point in Selma where he had a decision to make, where he was leading them across the bridge. This is before the judge had granted them the right to do this march from Selma to Montgomery. And he stopped and prayed, and the Lord Most High God told him no. And he turns around, and people were pissed that he did this. And yet, 4 days later, they approved the march. He did it, gave another monumental speech. And then, of course, some time goes by, and he was assassinated. I was also watching Restoring Our Groundwork. I was watching the Black Panther. Last night I was studying the Black Panthers. I study all these movements because I love it. I love Black history, which is history. It shouldn't be titled Black History. It's history. But I love it. So I'm studying the Black Panthers, and that's another story. I'm not even going to get into that topic, but it's history. And I'm studying the Black Panthers, and I'm looking at their movement and how the media painted them in one fashion, and then their belief system, and then how they organized, and how they viewed Martin Luther King's assassination, and how a large number of them agreed with the riots. And then I said, my God, it is amazing on two different standpoints. Because on one standpoint, I'm looking at him like, yo, Dr. King died in glory. God, I want to die in glory that I held true to what you said, and I believe to love people regardless of how they treat me. And then on another end, you have some standpoints of like, yo, they need to get it. An eye for an eye, two for a two. So I lay all of that out, and I bring it back to my feelings because I wanted you guys to see my different, my mind and how it's going. As someone who's about to speak, literally about to speak at a juvenile correctional facility, which is mostly inhabited by black men, black males from the ages of 15 to 18 years old who haven't crossed over into prison yet. As someone who for the last several weeks been speaking at juvenile correction facilities, speaking to both white males, black males, all teenagers, someone who's been doing music in front of them and speaking to them and praying for them and loving and hugging on them, regardless of the color. How do I feel about this? My perception still is locked in with God. It's that our people, they perish because of a lack of knowledge, right? And that's what the word says. And if we make this more practical, there's a lot of things that we as a whole, we have to understand, we have to know as far as the system. And it's a sad thing to say. Like, we get stereotyped, we get targeted. Yeah, because I'm one of them. I'm young black male, dreads. I'm not foreign to this, so I'm not speaking to you from somebody who don't get attention. But I am speaking in the sense of that it's so simple, it's so hard to believe, it's so hard to say. It can make people mad. But because I'm living this and I'm showing it, I've unconcealed it, I truly stand by it still. Keeping our eyes on our Heavenly Father, on the Lord Jesus, following his ways. It doesn't guarantee a perfect life, no. But it helps a lot. My God has told me, don't go to this place. Stay out of there. Stay home. Don't have sex with her. Leave this alone. Don't do this. Don't be angry. Turn the other cheek. My God has preserved me for 27 years as a black man. My God has done that. And so I want to keep it that real. I want to keep it that real that we have to. This is a topic that is going to take me hours to really break down, so I'm trying my best to surface it over. But the truth would be told, like, if we go in depth in a lot of these stories, if we go in depth, like, it's just so much with that's flawed on our part. And I'm talking about humanity now, as far as this cop did this, this man did this, this man said this, this crowd pursued this. And it's like we truly are perishing as humans because of our lack of obedience to the Lord. And so because I obey God, that doesn't mean the next man is going to obey God. But because I obey him, it's going to secure me. And it also gives me wisdom to understand that anything that's going to happen, I have no fear. I don't fear cops shooting me. So don't be sad and don't wonder what's going to happen to me next. I don't fear death because I know that God is glory. I'm seeing it. I'm literally seeing it. So to throw all that out, because I know I'm somewhere everywhere right now, to throw all of that out, the whole thing is that I'm saying is that my focus is that is on God and his ways. And that's going to keep me out of that harm that's going to lead to a demise that was not scheduled. But at the same time, the obstacles
that you're saying what do you say to the mother who her 12-year-old gets shot by the police because he had what they thought was a gun, but it wasn't? I mean, I know as an adult, you know about God, you know you have a relationship with God, you know that he will keep you, he will protect you, but what consolation does that give to the mother whose 12-year-old child who has not had, per se, the opportunity to be in the presence of someone such as yourself to teach him that he can rely solely on God, that God will give him the guidance, the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom to stay from this place or that place, or how to carry himself in a certain situation? What do you say to her?
See, now, and the thing is, I can't say this in an argumentative way. I can't speak for everyone, but if I'm talking to someone that I'm speaking to, on one end, you can't put that back on me because I can say the word says train a child in the way they should go. So and that's a mandate on parents to instill the word in them. If we're talking about the word, on the other end, I can also say God makes no mistakes. If he called his son home, then so be it. It's a hard statement to say, and it's a hard pill to chew. And I can say this because I've got plenty of friends in the graveyard. So please do not come at me in a sense of that I'm being too strict or overbearing. I have plenty of friends out there. I have shed many tears, and I have not given up on the faith. And this is before Poetic Lakes was born. So at the same time, we can't don't take this talk as being argumentative or not understanding or lacking compassion. But the truth is still in the word. As parents, yes, we have to instill the word of God in our kids. That's one thing. On the other thing, we do have to understand that God's ways are above our ways. His knowledge is above our ways. His sight is above our ways. And what he has declared and has allowed, then that's what it is. So we have to learn to get up and still praise, worship, and obey God for what he is, who he is, what he's done, and understand that he is right no matter what goes down. So like I'm getting at, how I deliver a message or what I would say to a parent in particular point, it's how God gives it to me as I'm speaking to them. So this is not something this goes out to every parent's get over it. It's not a get over it thing because it hurts. But our God does understand that. He does love us and he knows that and he's carrying us through. As someone who just lost a friend, I'm able to say that. Still have not shown any bitterness on social media to anybody or anything. Still haven't even talked about it like that to people. But I'm still holding on to the faith. So it's like, it's a real talk, sobering thing, but the truth, this is what it is. I can't pray that another man changes. Huh?
I said, this is Real Talk with Tammy. Go ahead, bring it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I can't pray for someone else to change because he didn't even say that in the word to do that. I can have to pray on my perception, on my ways, my obedience, and be the light. And we can tie that all right back to Broken Grounds again. That's the whole thing of it. It's me being a light. How I handle it, how I handle these hurts, how I handle these things, being a light and hoping that it teaches the next man to me, and the next man teaches the next man because he's changing. That person's because they change, they teach the next person, and it has a phenomenal growth. Going all the way back to Dr. King, his way, there was people that was blessed, there was hurt, there was pain. There was so much. But how did he still go? How did he still encourage people with the word of God and with phenomenal speaking through the Holy Spirit? How did he hold on to truth? Even though there's no words that I can give you to make you say, to make you feel like, man, well, it's cool, cops killing me. I'm not even saying it in that manner. But what I am saying is like, and I'm speaking of some, and I'm giving the experience of Martin Luther King right now. I'm talking about he dealt with, he was in the midst of it when it was real bad. Segregation was illegal at one point. It was okay to kill a black kid and get off easy, even though there was witnesses galore, just no cameras. Martin King still, Dr. Martin Luther King still held on to his integrity, held on to the truth, held on to what the goal and mission was at hand. And eventually we got to change as the Lord allowed. And it's that same thing. It's like we can't stray away from what works. We can't stray away from what works. And so this is what I'm getting at. The whole thing is that I'm still going to stand true to what the word of God says and what God is saying, what he's telling me. I'm standing, I'm holding fast to that, and that's the direction. That's how I feel. You asked me how I felt. This is where it is.
I respect that. Everybody is entitled to their position, their point, their opinion. You know, losing a loved one is never, ever, ever easy. The worst thing that you could possibly do if you want to have any peace is to deflect blame here, there, or even point it back at yourself and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. The best thing to do is to remember that person as they were and to try to seek justice, but in a peaceable manner. You know, try not to be angry. Try not to lash out. You know, in a situation like this, we never can get anywhere if we're lashing out and not getting to the truth. I respect what you said. I have to look at it from all perspectives. You know, people are going to ask you questions like this. People are going to want to know why you're at this pose. And everybody is just spiritually not where you or I or the next man is. You know, for me, being a mom of three black men and two godsons, it's heartbreaking to me. And I couldn't even fathom. It's disturbing to me all the way around. It's not just black men getting killed. It's people of all color. It's happening all over. But it's very disturbing to me that it's happening so, so frequently. And that's the point. That's the question I'm getting at. You know, the fact that it's happening so frequently and people are so hurting. I hear you. I hear everything you're saying. You know, we have to go back to God. We have to learn to pray. And yes, indeed, people need to teach their children from the jump, from the very gate, about the Father, about his protection, about his love, you know, because there's a certain security that does come along with knowing your Father and having a personal relationship with him, just as it would be if you were with your natural father, the love that you receive, the protection that you receive, the guidance that you receive. I hear all of that, and then some. Broken Crayon, the Broken Crayon movement, do you have a specific website that people can go to, or are we going and finding everything at poeticlace.com?
Yeah, everything is going to be through poeticlace.com, and it's going to be unveiled just in time. Different things will be shown in the public as far as when this comes out or when this clothing line is viewable or, you know, how or this person is put here or whatever the case may be. It's going to be through time, and it's all through Poetic Lace. So it's like Poetic Lace is not just me as an individual. Poetic Lace is actually the ministry, the brand, because the whole thing is when I'm gone, I believe that Poetic Lace will still be working. Poetic Lace will still be moving. It's something that it's living. It's something that came from a living God, so it's living. It's a life-changing situation, not just a rapper or just music. so much more than that. So
we know that you're not just a rapper. We know that you're more, much more than a lyricist. Anybody who has encountered you, listened to your music, or has just interacted with you can see that you are much, much more than that. As you stated a little earlier, this is just simply scratching the surface of all that you are called to do, all that you will do. Give us social media, website, social media, what's coming up next. I mean, I can feel y'all. You know that this is going into rotation. It just gets better and better. I've been listening to your music for a minute now, and if you listen to it from the beginning to now, you just see continual, constant growth and confidence and commitment and consistency and just growth. So I'm very, very proud of you that you continue to grow and move, and that you just continue to love on people. The greatest among these things is love. So I'm very, very proud of you, and you know that you are welcome here at any time. I always want to know what's going on with you. I like to be all up in your business at any given moment, on the spur of the moment. I mean, you might get a email, text message, what are you doing? So, you know, you're always welcome to shed some light over here. You know, it's just amazing how when you see so much going on and then you can go, you can look and you see a light shining, not just any light, but a light that is like, you know what, I'm going to shine so brightly that I want to be a beacon of light so that people, when they need a place of refuge, when they need help, when they need guidance, when they need love, when they need understanding, they will be able to find me because I'm shining so brightly. That is what I see when I see you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a phenomenal job, and peace and blessings to you. I pray nothing less than God's very, very best for you. You know I love you. Boy, you know I love you.
Love you too.
Sentimental moment. We had a sentimental moment. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with us? We're coming to school. Our time always seems to go so quickly. But is there anything else that you would like to share?
Recently, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, How can I get the glory if one doesn't solely depend on me? And that right there kind of broke me down even further. I kind of share that in the sense of that there are times, I know for me personally, most of the time, well, almost 100% of the time, I'll just be real, I lack this, I lack that, or something's going on, or I'm uncertain how this is going to work out, or just so much. It just feels impossible to accomplish any form of success. And God gets so much glory every time. It's like if you were to write me, say, I love your video, the first thing you're going to see is glory to God. And then I'm going to say whatever I got to say. And the reason being, I mean it every time, because he brings me through. He brings me through. He guides me. He helps me. So I'm very passionate about talking about God and living for God because I know He's real. I know it. It's beyond like I hope there's a God when I die. It's like I've met Him. He talks to me. He hugs me. Kisses me when I'm asleep. He does so much, and He exists. And so I want people to understand why it's so important to me about the doctrine of the gospel and really understanding Him. It's like there are so many things that I know. And it helps as far as He gives insight, He gives wisdom, He gives peace to the heart, He gives joy, He gives love, patience, He suffers long with us, He's guidance, the creator of all. And so my perception on life, and I'm not even speaking on the perception of someone who had a silver spoon in their mouth. I'm talking about I came from the gutter. Poor, I used to wear my homeboy's clothes. Me and my brother shared the same clothes. We 3 years apart. Came from the gutter, for real. And I can truly say that a holy God is real, and he will guide, he will help, he will give peace, he will give love. Someone who's been at many, many funerals, even at a point where somebody asked me to preach at a funeral, I'm crying all day. And but the thing I'm saying that to say that everything that I say is in love, everything that I believe is in love. God is so true, and I'm just encouraging that relationship. That's my whole thing. That's what everything I do is about. I'm encouraging a relationship that will bring change in your life. It changed my life for real. Like, it got bad, and it got good, and it got bad, and it got hard, and it got easy. Man, I took Jesus' yoke. He used to take my yoke where it's easy. And it only gets hard when I allow my flesh to take over.
You know, as always, it is a pleasure having you on the show and talking to you. Anytime that we talk, it gets there. It really, really gets there. And I just really appreciate you. And I say again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Talk with Tammy, coming on and sharing Unconcealed with us. That song is, I give it a 5 out of 5 stars.
Well, if y'all don't
give it a 5 out of 5 stars, I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to press replay. The Broken Crayon Movement, I'm looking forward to seeing more about it, hearing more about it, and just being kept abreast of everything that you got going on. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you so, so much for being on the show again. Everybody, look up the link. You know, if you missed the show, you need to go back and re-listen. This young brother right here has something to say, and the things that he has to say are valid and spoken in love and confidence and peace. So I say to you, ladies, go in peace and do your thing, because you are definitely doing just that. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure. And I'm just thankful to be here. I'm super thankful.
You know I'm a fan. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what's to come, because I know that it's just going to get better and better and better.
Amen.
All she wanted from her daddy was an intimate hug, but she never got it. So she went to the thugs, but even they mistreat her body. Now she thinks like a bruh.
Now you're done, that's what I'm good for.
That's what she says after sex, walking through the dumps. Baby girl, you a daughter of the Most High God, yeah, you're worthy. I can hear Jesus Christ saying, come to me. The point of the song, yeah, they did wrong, but hold their hands, let them know they belong. In a place in our hearts where the love conquers all. We are still God's kids, even after we fall.
Talk with Tammy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on my show, then please visit www.offertebest.com. Click on the contact tab and submit your information there. That's www.authortebest.com or call 770-609-5700. 773. Real Talk with Tammy is now accepting sponsors. For more information, including pricing, please email info@authortebest.com. info@authortebest.com. Thanks again for listening to Real Talk with Tammy, where I aspire to inspire, encourage, and educate. Until next time, go out and make someone smile. It's amazing how a simple smile can brighten someone's day.